Sometimes, whilst I sit in my leather chair, I ponder about the life of the cow who supplied the skin for my skin to lay on. Was she happy, or was she sad? Did she go moo, or did she go meh? Did she enjoy grass? Was it even a cow or a bull? Perhaps it was something more exotic, or more expensive, or cheaper. Maybe it wasn't even a bovine creature, maybe it was a llama or a horse. But I'm sitting on the skin of another creature. Underneath the skin there was a soul, and surrounding the soul were organs and muscles and blood and food. And I've eaten cow before, I really quite enjoy fillet steak. I'm not a vegetarian, as you must have just realized. Anyway, sometimes I sit in my leather chair and I masturbate, usually over women, often showing their skin, mostly, and I think, what if we sat on dead humans? Wouldn't it be very inhumane? But then we kill cows and sit on them, or some other creature, I'm not sure. And I wonder, whilst I masturbate in my chair, am I attracted to cows? I picture myself having sex with a cow in a field filled with daisies, with the beautiful smell of manure, and the pine trees in the background rustling in the wind. I wonder if my penis is big enough to stimulate a cow. Do cows even have fun in the sack? Well, they don't have sex in beds, or sacks for that matter, but, you know, I wonder if a cow has a clitoris. I could lick out the cow. I've had sex with much worse things. My hand, mainly. Yes, it's decided. I'm going to have sex with the cow in a field. I'm going to invade Farmer's Field and have sex with the cow. Perhaps it will be a Highland cow, or maybe even just a Jersey cow. And after the dirty work is done, I'm going to drink the cow's milk. And I wonder if I'll be drinking my semen in that milk. And if a new child will be born from the encounter. A cowman, perhaps, or a hewn cow. Yes, one day I shall have sex with a cow.